wish it was that.
We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson, 6.571 at 210.67 miles per hour. He had a number one qualifying position in Chicago, the most recent race, and five on the season. Greg, coming into an event like this, new surface, getting number one at the end of the night on Friday night, what does that mean to you and your team?
Well, it feels great to the team, but the first thing I want to say is what a job they did on the racetrack. It's a brand new racetrack, and this is the second time we've said this year at Vegas, they did a phenomenal job, four lanes wide. Perfect four lanes. They did a perfect job two lanes wide here. So my hat's off to these guys. You know, it's a tough challenge bringing everybody back at short notice like this, all brand new racetrack, and have it to be up to par like this, or above par, to be honest with you, is just a phenomenal job. So I'm very, very happy with the job that's been done here, and my hat's off to them, and it just makes it fun to go out there and race. I went down the racetrack the first time, and I can honestly say by the time I got to the 330-foot mark, the eighth mile, I was kind of chuckling in the race car. This thing is as smooth as glass. I was talking to myself in the race car. I can't believe how smooth this racetrack is. So great feeling, and that's cool. So you learn right away what you got underneath you, and you can come back, and you can feed more power to it. And that's what we did the second run, and we were able to pick up. So my hat's off to the guys. And that's what we love as pro stock racers. We love a great surface to race on, and this absolutely is one. I knew it was going to be neat coming back here anyway. I always loved racing at this place. I thought Richmond was a great place to have a drag race. The people, you know, they say the state is Virginia's for lovers. They love race cars up here. The people love racing, no doubt about it. So that should be their slogan, Virginia's for race car lovers. So that's the new one. I'm going to talk to the governor about that. But hey, I'm just glad to be back. A lot of history for me here. You know, I was with Warren Johnson back in 1997, I believe it was, when he ran 200 mile an hour. So it's a magical place to me. And I didn't get many years to be able to drive myself a race car down the racetrack. So I'm glad to be back. And it's just a cool feeling racetrack. It's a pro stock style racetrack, in my opinion.
It seems like, you know, we talked about earlier in the year how competitive the class was at the start of the year. And it seems like, you know, it's only gotten better. The final round appearance recently. You know, how do you feel that, you know, you guys have done to kind of respond to that?
Well, it's as I keep saying, it's a knockdown, drag-out brawl every Sunday out there. You've got 13 or 14 cars of the 16 qualified that, if you were a betting man, you'd bet on every single one of them to win. They're the strongest horse out there 13, 14 times over. So only one of them can win. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to put the deal together yet on Sunday. I've had a great car in qualifying, and we've made a couple mistakes on Sunday. But it's not even big mistakes. It's just a couple of missions. It's been so incredible on Sundays. By so many cars that anybody can beat anybody right now. And I've taken my lumps, but it's not depressing because everyone is decided by thousands of a second. So you know you're close and you just need a little bit of luck on your side and just clean up some of the mistakes. But it's fun to race in the class right now. It used to be, you know, 5-10 years ago that if you qualified real well, you got a pole or whatever, you know, you probably had a round, first round, that you felt real confident in. And in the second round, you felt just a little bit less confident. And as the day went on, the rounds got tougher. It's not like that anymore. First round out there from now on is like a final round. And that's the way it is. That's the price of poker and pro stock right now. So it's cool to be part of. And we're all taking our lumps. We're all getting beat. There's been 8 winners, I believe, out of 9 races this year, and I haven't won. Jason hasn't won. Drew Skillman hasn't won, and I would bet the farm that all 3 of us will win before the end of the year. So you're going to have probably at least a dozen winners this year. So cool for pro stock. It's a neat deal. So happy to be part of it.
Greg, as we talked about before, the other race was one of your favorite tracks to go to on tour.
It was.
For a long time.
Yep.
But you talked about the track service. And it's almost a packed house out here, and it's almost a decade since they last returned.
Yeah.
Can you talk about having the fan support here?
Well, so far it's been better. Englishtown was always a great pro stock track also. It had a great support there, and you had fans that were really into it. And it's as much or more here. So it's not like we took a step back, leaving Englishtown to come here. So far, it looks like a step forward. So that's great. And who knows what's going to happen down the road with Englishtown, but hopefully this place is here to stay. And as I said, there's some tracks that seem to fit the pro stock build more than others, and this is one of them.
Great. Thank you very much, Greg.
Thanks, guys.